A community that knows itself takes care of itself. The stories of those who live in the Matsu Borough are as varied as the people themselves. Some you have heard. Some, perhaps, you have not. This is Voices of the Matsu, bringing our stories to life.
I'm Emily Forstner, your host today with Voices of the Matsu. Before we begin, just a quick disclaimer and apology for any mispronunciations you may hear. Throughout this program, we talk a lot about community, the what's, the where's, the who's and why's of the smaller groups within our community. And today we connect with another, one who vows to never forget and to never give up, to shine light in the world through kindness and charity. In this episode called A Little Light, we get to know more about the Matsu Jewish Center Chabad Lubavitch.
So this is really if we're talking about how each one of us could combat negativity, combat the darkness, which is the message of Hanukkah. A little bit of light expels a lot of darkness.
And who better to tell this story than the young rabbi who started the Matsu Jewish Center?
Rabbi Mendy Greenberg.
I had the pleasure of talking with the Rabbi Mendy Greenberg twice, once at the radio station in our insulated sound studio, and again at the Matsu Chabad Lubavitch Jewish Center. Listeners will be able to tell the difference when we are at the center. You'll be able to hear how large it is. It's almost cavernous, with a massive kitchen and high ceilings. The center is a little bit of everything. There's a preschool, an after-school Hebrew school, classes in Hebrew, Yiddish, there's a synagogue. It's a home that's a community center. When I first meet the rabbi, I have to be honest with you, I was surprised. He's just 33 years old. He's fluent in both Hebrew and Yiddish, and he sits with a formal and what you might call an Orthodox presence.
Say is regarding being Jewish and being openly Jewish. I go with a yarmulke, my head covering, and I always have this, the tzitzit. So I'm very visibly Jewish. No one could mistake in that.
There are just under 6,000 Jewish people living in Alaska. That's less than 1% of the population. In Anchorage, there are the Congregation Beth Shalom Reform Synagogue and the Alaska Chabad Lubavitch Jewish Campus and Museum, which was started by Rabbi Greenberg's father, Joseph, and his mother, Esther. But let's back up a little, because there's little in Judaism that isn't linked to a very long history. So here are some things we need to know first. I learned that you can't understand the Chabad Matsu Jewish Center without first understanding Chabad Jewish education centers overall. These centers are not traditional synagogues. They are built to inform and celebrate community by reconnecting Jewish and non-Jewish people.
It's basically an educational center. And many people that are not Jewish come and study Torah, the Bible from a Jewish perspective.
And you can't understand Chabad Jewish education centers without first understanding the Chabad Lubavitch movement. Now, the word movement can be distracting. A Jewish movement is what the Christian religion would call a denomination. So the Chabad Lubavitch movement is a branch of the Hasidic Jewish dynasties that started about 300 years ago in the village of Lubavitch in Russia.
Chabad is the name of our ideology. Chabad is an acronym for Chochma Bina Das, which means wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It's a whole methodology of religious observance, or more importantly, to understand and to... Okay, so to go back a bit, there's the concept, there's the movement of chassid.
There's a lot to it. The authority of the rabbi is the real difference, though, between the Lubavitch movement and other Hasidic dynasties. For most Hasidic Jewish dynasties, the rabbi holds the knowledge. But
Chabad Lubavitch says, no, God gave you a brain. Each one of you on your own has to figure it out on your own. The Rebbe is there to teach and inspire and to help, but you have to, just like your heart has to love God, Your mind has to understand God. You have to, it has to make, it's not enough to believe. It's not enough to have faith, but you also have to understand it. It has to make sense to you logically as much as possible.
And finally, there's no way you can understand Rabbi Greenberg and the Matsu Jewish Center without also knowing who Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson is, the Rebbe.
This is the Chabad Lubavitch's leader right now is the Rebbe, Rabbi Schneerson. And this was his vision that he began his leadership in 1951, just a few years after the Holocaust. He himself escaped the Nazis from France in 1941. And it was the Rebbe's vision that in a time when Jewish people physically, you know, lost 6 million of our the best and brightest, and then the Jewish spirit was killed.
The Rebbe became the most influential Jewish leader of the 20th century. 1978, President Carter dedicated the fourth day before Passover, that's the Rebbe's birthday, as the National Day of Education and Sharing. People from all over the world, both Jewish and non-Jewish, would come to receive the Rebbe's blessing.
And his custom was always, when he gave blessings to people, thousands of people would line up to receive his blessings every week on Sunday. And he would give each person, Jews and non-Jews, you know, men, women, and children, everybody, thousands of people, he would stand for hours. And he would give everybody a dollar bill, a crisp $1 bill. And the idea was that when two people meet, something good should come for a third.
See, the deal is, you're supposed to take that dollar and give it away to someone in need. That's shining light onto the world. Most people did keep Rebbe's dollar forever, but gave away one of their own instead. The Rebbe called what happened to the Jewish people after World War II another kind of Holocaust, a spiritual Holocaust.
And, at the same time, knowing how broken the Jewish world was, said that and knowing that so many Jews were hiding their Judaism, hiding their identity, you know, were running away from anything to be Jewish.
And he was determined to expel this dark with light, the light of others.
We're going to have to make sure that Jews everywhere in the world, wherever they go, wherever they roam, will know that they could have a place and a home that should be their home away from home. And they should be able to reconnect.
The root of it is that God gave the Jewish people a special mission here in this world, a mission to be a light unto the nations, and to embrace that and to appreciate that, to learn about it, to be educated about it, and to lead by example.
And the way to do this is to build Chabad Jewish centers around the U.S. and the world, centers that will educate and celebrate the Jewish community.
So we're everywhere, and the idea is that basically we are going to we're trying to make a presence, you know, in every corner of the globe, that Jewish people should know that they have a home and a place to feel comfortable, a place to learn more about their heritage, to be more involved in what it means to be Jewish, and also for the non-Jewish world to teach to inspire the non-Jewish world with universal messages that Judaism has for the entire world.
Now, Chabad Jewish Centers are the biggest Jewish outreach organization in the world and the fastest growing Jewish religious movement after World War II. There are Chabad centers in each of the 50 states and in over 100 countries. Rabbi Greenberg's sister runs a center in Zambia. And Rabbi Greenberg and his wife Chaya started and run the Chabad Matsu Jewish Center in the Matsu. In 1991, Mendy Greenberg was just learning to walk when his parents were preparing to go to Alaska and open a Chabad Lubavitch Jewish Education Center in Anchorage. When I was at the center, the rabbi takes a photo down from the fireplace mantel, and he shows me. It's his father, Joseph Greenberg, holding this wide-eyed toddler while receiving a final blessing from who else? The Rebbe Schneerson.
So anyway, the Rebbe looked at me and said, is he also going to Alaska? And he gave me a second dollar bill to give for charity in Alaska with a big smile. Make it warm over there in Alaska.
If you're wondering, because I was, the answer is indeed yes. Rabbi Greenberg still has the $2.
Oh, yeah, I have it right now. Here in my pocket. I could show it to you. Yes, I keep it all the time.
So fast forward with me now from past to present. Mendy Greenberg grows up, goes to Jewish school in Chicago, marries his wife Haya, and becomes a rabbi. He says being a Chabad rabbi isn't like putting out a resume and interviewing to be a rabbi. You just don't go find a synagogue and then get to work. It's a calling to serve.
This synagogue right here, right, is not the typical synagogue where you have a board and they hire a rabbi. No one hired me. No one asked me to come. We moved here. We came here. We met the community. We saw there was an interest and we started. We didn't make sure there was enough funds. We didn't make sure there was anyone promising us anything. We had no promises from nobody. And that's all of us. All of us, the whole Chabad movement, you know, our thousands of rabbis all over the world, all have the same story. So it was never a question in my mind to live any other type of life than a life of service, inspired by the Rebbe, Rabbi Schneerson. So it wasn't like I was like, oh, you know, always be a rabbi. And yeah, it is. Maybe that's the title, but it's not about. It's more about a service.
He and Haya look for ways to be emissaries of the rabbi, to bring light to the world.
My parents were telling us, you know, the valley is pretty big, and I think they could use a permanent presence, Jewish permanent presence.
It makes sense. In the Matsu, somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 Jewish people make their home, or 25% of Alaska's Jewish people live here. So in 2016, Mendy Greenberg and his wife Haya start the Matsu Jewish Center. At the time, they are just 26 years old.
You know, we came here for a visit and we decided we'll come here and try.
The rabbi is quick to give credit to lots and lots of people who have helped to make the Jewish Center such a community. People like Ruth Ann Crosby, who helped celebrate Rosh Hashanah in their living room with 30 Jewish people in the Matsu just a week after moving in. And 6 months later, hosts twice as many in their garage for the Holy Holiday of Seder. Then just 3 years later, when Richard and Colleen Striking helped secure a large house off 49th State Street for the center. It's like, if you build it, they will come.
You know, we have about 15 people come every Shabbat, or maybe even more, 25 people, whether it's Friday night, whether it's Shabbat day. We have a lot of dinners in our place. We have a preschool that operates, you know, 5 days a week. I think there's about 8 children in the preschool. And there we have a Hebrew school once a week, after school program. We have classes throughout the week. We have one-on-one classes, bar mitzvah lessons, bat mitzvah lessons, and many, many other things that are happening all the time.
The Greenbergs are Orthodox Jews, and the Chabad Center works and lives according to traditional Jewish values. That said, the rabbi stresses that the center is open to everyone. Everyone is welcome. People that come to the center are on varying levels of observance in their own way of practice. This is important to Rabbi Greenberg. The Chabad Center is inclusive.
Our family is religious, which means that we follow the Jewish law, the code of Jewish law, which some would call that Orthodox. But we do not judge anyone how, you know, what they do or what they don't or how they behave. It's a place for everybody. Everyone comes in. Everyone is welcome.
People thought building Jewish centers around the world was a nice dream, but today, in 2023, it's nothing short of reality for the Matsu Jewish Center. Consider for a moment the Hanukkah celebration held this year at the Glenn Massey Theater.
Yeah, at least 300 people coming together, Jews and non-Jews, that chances are would have not celebrated Hanukkah, would have not ever known it was Hanukkah, would have never known what the message of Hanukkah was. Went home after the event with those boxes. You saw those boxes?
The boxes. The rabbi is talking about the Ark, Acts of Random Kindness. These are yellow plastic boxes in the shape of an ark. They're passed out during the season of Hanukkah.
Which means that they're all going to be increasing in goodness. In other words, not only have they come and been inspired themselves, the process is going to continue. They're going to share their inspiration through giving charity, through doing good deeds, through reaching out to others.
Attached to each box is a card with a picture of the Rabbi Schneerson. It says that although we may not be able to agree on everything, we can all agree that we want a world filled with kindness and goodness. It asks that a coin is added every day until the ark is filled. A coin a day creates a habit of giving, because charity is not supposed to be a one-time thing.
So this is a ripple, a chain reaction, and a ripple effect.
The rabbi told me charity and kindness are like exercise. The more you do, the kinder you become. When the ark is filled, you are to pass it on to someone in need. This is important to the rabbi because the ark boxes link a Jewish mitzvah to a kinder world for all.
The Rebbe says that Judaism teaches that our hearts follow our actions.
Mitzvah. You might think that means it's just a good deed, but in Hebrew, it means much more.
Actually, the literal translation of mitzvah means commandment. The reason why it's called good deed is because it's a good deed to do God what God says, right?
In Jewish law, there are 613 commandments or mitzvahs, and with each commandment met, a greater connection with God. Which, if my math is right, I told the rabbi, that makes me about 603 behind.
Yeah, but that's only for the Jewish people. Okay. The 613 commandments, okay. So you don't have to worry.
Can't lie, that was a relief. I struggled with 10. But Rabbi Greenberg explains to me that for Jewish people, charity is not a choice. He says that the translation for charity in Hebrew comes from the word civic. Judaism doesn't say it's charity, it's just, it's justice. It's an obligation. Maimonides was a Jewish philosopher. He identified 8 levels of charity, each greater than the last. The lowest level is giving to another unwillingly. Then the ladder climbs up from giving to a person in need after being asked, then gives before being asked. It continues until the greatest act of charity of all is giving a gift or a loan that helps the person become independent and no longer in need. I think with the Ark's box, the Jewish Center might have added a 9th level, helping others to give.
I'll tell you one story that just happened this past year on Passover. Right before Passover, we brought here traveling rabbis to give out matzah, the traditional food that we eat before on the night of Passover, to give it out to the Jewish community. And they went into some building in Wasilla to meet somebody, and they see in the lobby, on the bulletin board, a card that we give out very often with a picture of the Rebbe, Rabbi Schneerson, about that we give out together with this ark box, with this giving box.
They were surprised.
And they're like, hey, like, what's the Rebbe doing here in a random building in the middle of Wasilla? And then they realize that right next to that card, there's a handwritten note. And the handwritten note is, this is this past Passover, so we're talking April or March. And the person says, thank you, everybody, for donating to our Yellow Ark Foundation Fund. We were able to help a neighbor that was in need for the holidays. And please, we're going to refill this box again.
And they realize that the residents of the apartment building have been filling the Yellow Ark and giving money from the Yellow Ark several times over.
Now, I had no idea. We're just giving out these boxes, and here we're seeing the lasting impact. Someone took that box, took it to heart, and went and made a campaign and fundraiser to help someone in need.
Palmer City Hall has an ark box.
I came back a year later to the city hall, and I saw how on the front desk in the city hall, it could be still there. You walk into the city hall, right at the front desk, there's a yellow box with the card with the Rebbe's picture on it and with money in it. And I said, oh, you guys still have this? Like, for sure. We fill it all up all the time. We give it. We continue. So you see again and again and again how it resonates with people.
Rabbi Greenberg says it's not about how much you give, but the fact that you give every day.
So this is really if we're talking about how each one of us could combat negativity, combat the darkness, which is the message of Hanukkah. That little bit of light expels a lot of darkness.
During Hanukkah, a candle on the menorah is lit each day for 8 days in memory of an unlikely victory against the Greeks. Each candle becomes a light in the darkness because a little light expels a lot of darkness.
And the best way to combat the negativity is not by caving into it and to hide our identity, but on the contrary, to share what Judaism is all about to the world, to be proud of being Jewish.
Rabbi Greenberg has a formal presence about himself. It's not necessarily serious, but definitely earnest. However, when I ask if he enjoys running the Matsu Jewish Education Center, I actually see him smile.
It's amazing. It's amazing to see how when you invest in something and you're investing in making a difference and making it and having an impact on people and making a difference in people's lives, and you see it happen. So many times, you know, you reach out to somebody, you connect to somebody, and you think, oh, nothing happened. And all of a sudden, years later, and now we're here enough years to see that. Sometimes 4 or 5 years, and all of a sudden, you see the continuation of a conversation you had 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's something very, it's very special. And there's, again, as I said, there's nothing more meaningful to see how you made a difference in someone's life in a meaningful way.
One word, I asked the rabbi, one word to sum up being Jewish people in the Matsu.
Light.
There's no pause, no hesitation. The word is light.
A light unto the nations. You are chosen, the Jewish people were chosen by God at the giving of the Torah. We were made as a people with a mission, with a divine mission, to bring the eternal message, the godly message of the Torah, to all people.
Rebbe's message, Matsu Jewish Center, Hanukkah, menorahs, acts of random kindness being done throughout the community, being the light, a small light to chase out the darkness, it seems to be working. One day in Three Bears, Rabbi Greenberg is caught by surprise.
From behind me, someone comes and gives me this big hug. And I turn around and this big guy hugs me and he says, we are so sorry for what's going on in Israel. And it breaks my heart. And you should know that we are with you. And right behind him, a woman says, Todah Rabah, which is thank you in Hebrew. And I'm like, what's your story? And she says, well, my husband was in the military in the late 80s and we lived in Israel for a couple of years. So like literally wherever I go into the shopping, you know, I go to Fred Meyer, any public place I go to, I get always positive experiences. People come at our door came to our door probably 3 times with flowers, with donations. So it's really heartwarming. And I would say if you had asked me where's a good place to be Jewish in the world today, I would say that Matsu is a great place to be.
I told Rabbi Greenberg, I think maybe he has passed on that second dollar bill after all.
Yeah, thank you. That's interesting perspective.
Years ago, I attended a bar mitzvah in the Chabad Jewish Center in Anchorage, the same one Rabbi Greenberg's father started in 1991. At the time, it was a simple home, not the large and dynamic campus it is today. Mendy Greenberg would have been about 13 years old. He might have even been there, in fact. I remember being impressed with the kindness and generosity in the home, not to mention the food. And then there was me, obviously non-Jewish, obviously naive of any Jewish law. But nonetheless, such a genuine welcome I've never forgotten. It has been the same experience getting to know Rabbi Greenberg in the Chabad Jewish Center of the Matsu. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little better this week, just in the knowing. Rabbi Greenberg wants to shine that light until there is...
There'll be no wars, there'll be no jealousy, there'll be no fighting, there'll be no competition. People will live all nations will live in peace with each other.
It's solstice this week, the darkest day of the year. Or is it? Rabbi Greenberg in the Matsu Jewish Center reminds us that it's not the lack of light on solstice that matters. It's that little light that's added. Here at KVRF, Big Cabbage Radio, and the Voices of the Matsu, we wish you all a most happy and bright holiday. That's it for today's episode of Voices of the Matsu. If you have a story or know of someone who does, contact us at voices@bigcabbageradio.org. Until next time, it's been nice getting to know each other a little bit more. Special thanks to my family, the KVRF editorial board, for their guidance and support. Those interested in getting yellow ark boxes to share in the giving or knowing more about the Matsu Jewish Center can contact Rabbi Greenberg and his wife Haya at matsujewishcenter.org. Thanks for listening. Stay good out there, Matsu.
This was Voices of the Matsu, sharing stories told by those who live in the Matsu borough. To revisit this and past stories, go to bigcabbageradio.org. This project is funded by a grant from the Matsu Health Foundation and is produced by Emily Forstner for Big Cabbage Radio. The views expressed in Voices of the Matsu do not represent the views of Big Cabbage Radio or the Matsu Health Foundation. Comments or questions about this show may be sent to voices@bigcabbageradio.org.